Hello everyone, Daria here, and welcome to episode number 6 of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Today we're having a very interesting topic, stereotypes about Russia and Russians. Let's get started. Стереотипы о России и русских. В мире существует множество стереотипов о России и русских людях. Давайте рассмотрим некоторые из них. Стереотип первый. Все русские пьют водку. За границей считают, что в России почти все страдают алкоголизмом. Некоторые иностранцы уверены, что водка обязательно есть в каждом доме и что ее пьют каждый день. Стереотип второй. По улицам ходят медведи. Многие думают, что в России медведи живут прямо в городе, и их спокойно можно встретить на улице. В интернете множество картинок, на которых русский человек обнимается с медведем. Стереотип третий. Русские едят красную икру. Красная икра считается одним из символов России. В любом ресторане для туристов обязательно подают блины с икрой. В сувенирных магазинах продаются магниты с бутербродами с икрой. Традиционная русская кухня ассоциируется с полной тарелкой икры. Стереотип четвертый. Русские девушки помешаны на своей внешности. Многие иностранцы думают, что все русские женщины следят за собой. Макияж, прическа, каблуки. Русские женщины всегда при параде. Стереотип пятый. У русских дома куча матрешек, кокошников и прочих сувениров. Русская культура ассоциируется с национальным стилем. Хохлома, матрешки, сарафаны. У каждого русского человека должен быть набор сувениров. That was it for the text. Now let's try to translate it and find some interesting words. Стереотипы о России и русских. Stereotypes about Russia and Russians. В мире существует множество стереотипов о России и русских людях.
There are many stereotypes about Russia and the Russian people in the world. Here we see the word множество, meaning many, a lot of something. The synonym in Russian for множество is много. So we can rephrase this sentence a little.
В мире существует много стереотипов о России и русских людях.
And it will mean the same. Another example.
У меня множество книг.
I have lots of books.
В кино было множество людей.
There were a lot of people in cinema. Okay, next sentence.
Давайте рассмотрим некоторые из них.
Let's review some of them. Here is an interesting verb.
Рассматривать, рассмотреть. Давайте рассмотрим.
Usually the verb рассмотреть is used for a situation when you look at something with attention. Like staring at something, trying to find some more details, something like that. But also, like in this situation, we use it to review something.
Рассмотреть проблему. Рассмотреть факты.
So let's find some examples.
Покажи фото ближе. Я хочу рассмотреть лучше.
Show me the picture closer. I want to see better.
Давай рассмотрим эту проблему завтра.
Let's think about this problem tomorrow. And so,
Стереотип первый.
Stereotype number one. Or first stereotype.
Все русские пьют водку.
All Russians drink vodka. I'm sure you heard of that.
За границей считают, что в России почти все страдают алкоголизмом.
People from abroad think that in Russia almost everyone suffers from alcoholism.
The word «за границей» means abroad,
means in some other country.
The word «граница» itself, it means a border, you know, a line between two countries. And «за границей» means that you are out of your country.
For example, someone can ask, «Ты был за границей?»
Have you been abroad?
And you can reply,
«Да, я постоянно езжу за границу».
Yes, I always travel abroad.
And the synonym in Russian for this is «за рубежом». «Уехать за рубеж».
And also in this sentence you see the international word «алкоголизм», meaning the disease when person drinks and drinks and drinks and can't stop. Oh, it's very sad. But we are going on.
Некоторые иностранцы уверены, что водка обязательно есть в каждом доме и что ее пьют каждый день.
Some foreigners are sure that vodka must be in every home and that people drink it every day.
Here we see the phrase «в каждом доме». Of course, it doesn't mean that vodka is in every house, literally. Here it means like in every family, means that everyone must have vodka in Russia. But of course, it's not true.
Стереотип второй. По улицам ходят медведи.
Stereotype number two. Bears walk down the streets.
Многие думают, что в России медведи живут прямо в городе.
Many people think that in Russia bears live right in the cities.
И их спокойно можно встретить на улице.
And you can easily meet one on the street.
Here we see the word «спокойно». It's an adverb coming from the adjective «спокойный».
The synonyms in Russian are «тихо», «расслабленно», and also «легко», «без проблем». In English, it translates as calmly, easily, quietly. For example, «Я спокойно решу эту проблему».
I will easily solve this problem.
Or «На улице сегодня спокойно».
It's quiet on the street today.
Or another example, «Море такое спокойное».
The sea is so calm.
Okay. В интернете множество картинок, на которых русский человек обнимается с медведем.
There are lots of pictures on internet with some Russian hugging a bear.
Well, here everything is clear. Hugging a bear, обниматься с медведем, and of course, интернет.
Sounds almost the same, internet. So we are going to the stereotype number three.
Стереотип третий. Русские едят красную икру.
Russians eat red caviar.
Икра, caviar.
You know those little fish eggs?
So, красная икра считается одним из символов России.
The red caviar is considered as one of the symbols of Russia.
В любом ресторане для туристов обязательно подают блины с икрой.
In any restaurant for tourists, they serve pancakes with red caviar. And again, remember that pancakes, Russian pancakes, don't look like American ones. They're thin and very soft. And yes, it's very yummy to eat them with red caviar.
В сувенирных магазинах продаются магниты с бутербродами с икрой.
At the souvenir stores, they sell magnets with caviar. Of course, it means that those magnets look like they're a plate full of caviar or some sandwich with caviar. It's very, very popular.
Традиционная русская кухня ассоциируется с полной тарелкой икры.
The traditional Russian cuisine is associated with a plate full of caviar.
Ooh. Oh, I can't talk about food. It makes me so hungry.
But we have to go on to the stereotype number 4.
Стереотип номер 4. Русские девушки помешаны на своей внешности.
Russian girls are obsessed with how they look.
Помешанный, помешаться, быть помешанным.
It's very interesting. It means
быть сумасшедшим, одержимым.
Or it means to like something very, very much. Usually it can be translated as to be obsessed with something, to be crazy about something. For example,
она помешана на русской культуре.
Better to translate it as she loves Russian culture like crazy, something like that. Or another example,
он помешан на своей жене.
He is obsessed with his wife.
So in Russian we use the word помешанный.
So the stereotype is that Russian girls are obsessed with how they look.
Многие иностранцы думают, что все русские женщины следят за собой.
Many foreigners think that Russian women take care of how they look.
Следить за собой.
The verb следить, literally it means to observe, to stare at someone, you know, quietly.
And следить за собой,
it means that you kind of take care of your body and you eat healthy and you try to look beautiful every day. So usually we call it
следить за собой.
And here we see what it means. It means
макияж, прическа, каблуки,
makeup, hairstyles, heels.
Русские женщины всегда при параде.
При параде. It's a very interesting word.
Парад, parade.
You see, it sounds the same, almost. And it means a real parade with soldiers, tanks and everything. But when you use it to describe how someone looks, you mean that this person is all dressed up or beautiful or he or she is wearing some fine outfit. And the synonyms in Russian are
нарядный, красивый.
Let's review some examples.
Ого, ты прям при параде. Сегодня праздник?
Wow, you're all dressed up. Is it a holiday today? Okay, and the last stereotype.
Стереотип пятый. У русских дома куча матрешек, кокошников и прочих сувениров.
Russians have lots of matryoshka dolls, kokoshniks, and other souvenirs. I'm sure you know those kinds of dolls. There are like 6 of them, and one is small, and the second one is bigger, and the third one is even bigger and bigger and bigger, and you put them in one another. Usually they are dressed in some national Russian costume. And it's the most common souvenir that tourists bring from Russia.
Kokoshnik.
It means some kind of a thing that Russian women used to wear on their heads. It's not like a hat exactly. Well, you better Google it, or you can find it in the transcript in PDF on my website, slowrussian.net. I'll put a picture there, so have a look. Okay, oh, and we see another word here,
куча.
The synonyms are груда, гора чего-то, but basically it means
много, множество.
It can be translated literally as heap, pile, but usually it means many, a lot of something. For example,
у меня куча проблем. I have lots of problems. Or у неё куча друзей. She has lots of friends. And the last part. Русская культура ассоциируется с национальным стилем. Хлама, матрёшки, сарафаны. Russian culture is associated with the national style. Хохлама, матрёшка dolls, sarafans. Хохлама is a traditional Russian painting style. You can also find it in the transcript of this podcast. Матрёшка we already talked about. And сарафан. Сарафан is a national traditional Russian dress for women. It's a very long one and usually very bright. If you Google Russian peasant girl, you will see what sarafan is. And the last sentence. У каждого русского человека должен быть набор сувениров. Every Russian person must have a bunch of souvenirs. So, that was it for the vocabulary section. As you can see, I didn't tell if those stereotypes were true or not because I'm planning on a series of episodes about Russian stereotypes. And the great news is that my mom agreed to help me with that. I'm visiting her now, so we're going to record some nice dialogues and you'll be able to hear some real Russian speech instead of me being alone, so I hope it will be more interesting for you. But that's it for today. Don't forget to contact me on my email, slowrussian@gmail.com. All the links you can find in the description of this episode. Have a look, please. Okay, thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you in the next episode of the Slow Russian Podcast. Bye-bye!